5. Life Evolution Vicissitudes. It was a source of regret to the life carriers that our special efforts to modify intelligent life on Urantia should have been so handicapped by tragic perversions beyond our control, the Caligastia betrayal and the Adamic default. But throughout all of this biologic adventure, our greatest disappointment grew out of the reversion of certain primitive plant life to the pre-chlorophyll levels of parasitic bacteria on such an extensive and unexpected scale. This eventuality in plant life evolution caused many distressful diseases in the higher mammals, particularly in the more vulnerable human species. When we were confronted with this perplexing situation, we somewhat discounted the difficulties involved, because we knew that the subsequent admixture of the Adamic life plasm would so reinforce the resisting powers of the resulting blended race as to make it practically immune to all diseases produced by the vegetable type of organism. But our hopes were doomed to disappointment owing to the misfortune of the Adamic default. The universe of universes, including this small world called Urantia, is not being managed merely to meet our approval, nor just to suit our convenience, much less to gratify our whims and satisfy our curiosity. The wise and all-powerful beings who are responsible for universe management undoubtedly know exactly what they are about. And so it becomes life carriers and behooves mortal minds to enlist in patient waiting and hearty cooperation with the rule of wisdom, the reign of power, and the march of progress. There are, of course, certain compensations for tribulation, such as Michael's bestowal on Urantia. But irrespective of all such considerations, the later celestial supervisors of this planet express complete confidence in the ultimate evolutionary triumph of the human race and in the eventual vindication of our original plans and life patterns.